Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Be seated. There are a lot of famous sayings attributed to Martin Luther, some of which he actually said. But that's what happens when you're famous. People attribute things to you, even if they don't really know that you said them, even if it just sounds like something you might say. It gives whatever is being said instant credibility, or discredibility. Today I want to think about one such thing that Luther did say, or actually, that he wrote. You could call it his great Reformation breakthrough. It's actually, though, not what you're probably thinking. Most people, when I would say something like that, would think of the three solas of the Reformation: sola gratia, sola fide, and sola scriptura. By grace alone, by faith alone, and by scripture alone. Those three terms, while accurately describing Luther's theology, he probably never said altogether like that. The grouping of those three phrases like that would come a little bit later. No, the phrase that I'm thinking of that is so significant to Luther that we could call his great Reformation breakthrough is this: we are beggars. This is true. You see, Luther wrote that little phrase on a little slip of paper that was found in his pocket after he died. Now, like many of the sayings attributed to Luther, there is some disagreement about what exactly was on that little slip of paper. Different versions of the story. But what all the versions agree on is this last line: we are beggars. This is true. And I would say to you today that when you know that, then you know Luther. You know the three solas. And you know what the Reformation was all about, including what came to be known as kind of a fourth sola, sola Christus. We are beggars, this is true. When you know that, you know there is absolutely nothing you can do for God. You cannot climb up to God through meditation or contemplation or mysticism. You cannot be righteous through your own efforts at good works or prayer or self-denial. You cannot earn God's favor or merit by going above and beyond the call of Christian duty. You cannot offer to God anything you have to atone for your sins. All of these things were being taught at the time in some way, shape, or form. But if you're a beggar, you cannot. If you're a beggar, you got nothing. If you're a beggar, you're like the people in the subway station, standing there with a cup, calling out for help. Or to put that in the words of the Bible, calling out, "Lord, Son of David, have mercy on me." Now, in the subway station, many people just pass by beggars like that. Some pretend not to see them. Some don't care. Some are skeptical of them. Some are too busy to help. Some are late and in too much of a rush. But for us who are beggars before God, there is one who stops. The Son of David. The Good Samaritan. The Good Shepherd. The Son of God Himself. The promised Messiah. And He doesn't just throw a coin or two into our cups. He pours into our hearts His forgiveness, life, and salvation. He takes us out of the subway station and puts us in His mansion. He feeds us, dresses us, cleans us, and binds us up. He does everything for us beggars, all that we need. Once He does, that doesn't mean we're no longer beggars. We still are before God. For everything we have is His, though given to us. So how silly it would be if we were then to go out and start bragging. I did this. I achieved this. I built this. I earned this. No. We are beggars. This is true. Always receiving. Always receiving from our God and Savior what we need. And that's why our salvation is by grace alone, sola gratia. Our Lord helps beggars. There is an old saying in the world, God helps those who help themselves. I cannot frankly think of a much more unbiblical and untrue saying ever. God helps us not because we deserve it, not because of who we are, but because of who He is. God helps those who cannot help themselves. As beggars, all that we have from God is pure gift. Completely undeserved grace. Sola gratia. That's also then why our salvation is by faith alone, sola fide. All we can do is receive this gift of God, this undeserved grace, by faith. For if you're that beggar in the subway holding out the cup, you could, I suppose, brag about your cup, how big it is, how strong it is, how magnificent and marvelous it is. And if someone asked you, how did you get that help? You could say, I have a really great cup. But it's not really. It's because you have a great Lord, a great and merciful Savior. Your cup is your faith, and He fills it. It's all Him. It's all by grace, through faith. Sola fide. And then that's why it's also by Scripture alone, sola scriptura. Our cup, our faith, is given and formed by the Word of God, the Word which tells us of our Savior, where we learn of His great mercy for us, the Word of God by which we learn of the forgiveness Jesus won for us by His perfect life, death, and resurrection in our place. The Word of God joined then with water, words, and bread and wine, attaching God's promises and gifts to these things, making them means or vehicles of His grace, turning plain water into holy baptism, turning plain words into holy absolution, turning plain bread and wine into the body and blood of Jesus in holy communion. Without the Word, we wouldn't have these, and we wouldn't know of them. So this too is all Him, all gift, sola scriptura. And putting all this together, you then have sola Christus, Christ alone, which really isn't so much a fourth sola as it is the overarching one. For it is Christ alone that creates and fills the other three. We are beggars, this is true. But He is the help of beggars, the friend of beggars, the Savior of beggars. This is true. Everything we are, everything we have, is Christ alone. From creation to redemption to eternal life, it is all Christ. Sola Christus. We are beggars, this is true. No matter who you are, no matter how accomplished, no matter how wealthy, all people, the reading from Revelation today reminds us, all people, every nation and tribe and language and people need the eternal gospel, that we might receive what we do not have, that we might receive what we need for eternal life. We are beggars, this is true. This is what Paul is explaining in Romans. For the law of God shows us just how beggarly and miserable we are. The law of God says, be this, but we're not. The law says, do this, but we don't. The law says, don't do this. That we do. And so boast, Paul asks, what do we have to boast of? No, the law of God shuts us up, holds us accountable. The law shows us the debt we cannot pay. We are beggars, this is true, and still running up the debt. But Paul then goes on to say, while we are all beggars, this is true, we are forgiven. This is true. Through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Through Jesus who paid our debt. Through Jesus who died our death. Through Jesus who risen from the dead gives us His righteousness. Who fills our beggarly cups with the riches of His grace. And did you catch the solas in all those words of Paul? They're all there. The law and the prophets, he says, bear witness to the righteousness of God. Sola Scriptura, justified by His grace as a gift, sola gratia, to be received by faith, sola fide, all by Christ, who is all in all, sola Christus, that we beggars may boast after all, not in ourselves, but in Christ. We are beggars, this is true. But now we are saints. This is true. But more about that next week. And then finally we heard from John. Actually, he didn't use the word beggars. He used an even stronger word. We are slaves. Slaves to sin. Slaves in bondage. Slaves who cannot do what we want to do. Because of the sin in us. The sin born in us. The sin that keeps erupting out of us in hurtful words, selfish deeds, shameful thoughts, and impure desires. And it is a slavery that is dangerous and deceitful because it masks itself as freedom. For you think you can do whatever you want. That's what the Pharisees thought. You think you can do whatever you want. But what you want is what your slavery tells you to want. What your sin tells you to want. What your sinful flesh craves. And the sin you then feed it. Giving up paradise for a tasty bite or two that quickly turns bitter. For you see, yes, we are beggars. This is true. But then we get John's version of sola Christus. We are beggars, this is true, but if the Son sets you free, you are free indeed. Yes, the Son, hope for beggars. The Son, friend of beggars. The Son, freedom for beggars. the Son, the Savior of beggars. Or as Luther wrote in his hymn that we sang, with might of ours cannot be done. Soon were our loss effected. But for us fights the valiant one whom God himself elected. Ask ye, who is this? Jesus Christ it is. Sola Christus for beggars. There is freedom in no one else, but there is freedom in him. There is hope in no one else, but there is hope in him. We are beggars. This is true. If you remember only one saying of Luther on this Reformation Day, remember that one. And stick out your cup of faith and repentance for Jesus to fill. To fill you with his forgiveness, his mercy, his love. To fill you with his Spirit. To fill your mouths now with his body and blood. For the truth is, where Jesus is, it's good to be a beggar. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.